Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's a beautiful morning.
I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. Jack Harbour is hanging around with us, too. Jack's an old friend and a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's one of the top salesmanship experts that we have in our Brain Trust, and he's our good friend. Jack, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. I enjoy coming back because I enjoy hearing you say that, one of your top experts.
Well, you are. You are. Yeah. Listen, we don't have chopped liver on this show. Nothing but the best for my audience.
Look, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I told you I like coming back.
Jack, I mentioned earlier that, that 2003 has spun by us here in seemingly a blink of an eye. We got about less than a week, and if you take into consideration the holidays, we've only got a handful of days left to get anything done. Is it any business, if you're other than retail, other than things that people buy because they need it or they want it and they're going to make a decision they can actually make a decision in a day to buy something, anything with any kind of a ticket size, anything you had to give a proposal for, anything that people had to cogitate on a little bit, pretty much you're not going to start anything new and get it done before the end of the year now, are you?
No, you're really not. You're right, though. If they've been cogitating on it, there are some organizations, some businesses, for whom money disappears on December 31st.
Yeah.
So sometimes that's a motivation to keep them moving, but you need to know that. You can't just go lean on them and expect them to turn around.
No, and that's that's one of the real tensions, one of the interesting and unfortunate many times tensions between a salesperson and a customer. When the salesperson needs that business by the end of the year and the customer doesn't seem to be motivated, they personally aren't really motivated. As far as they're concerned, they could sign the deal January the 2nd. That would be fine with them. They don't understand, that the salesperson's got, most of them don't, has got some kind of, got some year-end deadlines. But the thing about it, though, Jack, the third week in December is not the week to try to motivate those people, is it?
No, my opinion, for what it's worth, is that if you start leaning on them third week in December, you may damage the whole year
of
2004.
Yeah.
The customers really don't care whether you have your end deadlines.
That's right. And the truth is, if you needed these people and the thing is, maybe you've done everything that needed to be done. Maybe everything that could possibly be done was done for this customer, and they're just not going to move. And you know what? Either you haven't done it and they're not going to move, or you have done what needed to be done and they're not going to move. So either way, some people, you just need to say, that's going to happen when it happens. I personally, that's what I always like to be able to do, Jack, is to say, I always like to be able to tell myself and being honest with myself, I've done everything I could do for this.
Well, the measure is not in all, it can't be all the time in results. It's got to be in what we call it Sandler behavior. Have I done what I needed to do?
Mm-hmm.
The reality of it is, as much as we would like to, we cannot control the results. We can only control what we do.
Well, that's a level of excellence that I think is important to point out, because excellence in salesmanship does not have to come. It doesn't. You can seek excellence. You can achieve excellence, and when you're selling to somebody, without getting the sale, because you're not. I hate to break this to you, folks. I know this is going to be a rough and a rude thing to say to you, but you're not going to get everybody's business. You're not going to sell everybody. Some people are just not going to do business with you. But that doesn't mean that you can't seek excellence and gain excellence.
And one of the ways to measure seeking and gaining excellence is, how quickly do you identify those folks who are not going to do business with you?
Bingo.
And move on. And move on. And that's very hard, because now our ego is involved.
Mm-hmm.
I know if I just make one more call, one more visit, I can close that guy. Well, some you can, some you can't.
Right. Well, so now we're here at the end of the year, and we really need to lay out all of the people that we possibly could sell, that we have any kind of a relationship with, that we feel that there's any basis, and really say, okay, who do I truly have the right to go and ask them for their business between now and the end of the year? And I've got a right to do it. It makes sense for me to do it. They're almost expecting me to do it. And that I think I have a reasonable shot at. Even if you have somebody that you could ask for the business, but you already know they don't need it till January, you're just hurting yourself if you go try to push them, aren't you?
You absolutely are. That's kind of the example. You can get your business closed this year and then hurt yourself for all of next year. Mm-hmm. I think the folks you might pursue, Jim, are the folks who already know and trust you. If you're in the kind of business where you can do repeat sales or add-on sales,
mm-hmm.
Where your objective really is to get to someone who knows you're not there to close your end business, or who would, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows you're going to be doing business next year with them anyway, whether they close this year or not. And I think they're more likely to be receptive to just moving it ahead a couple of weeks. But again, pushing too hard takes the reputation of a lifetime and destroys it in a couple of minutes.
Well, and the other thing is, you know, when I was selling for other people many, many years ago, Xerox and Sears and people like that, they always gave me some ammunition about November. To try to go in and motivate people to do something. And so if you're a small business, you know, you can do the same thing, but the third week in December may be a little bit too late for that. So maybe what you do is you say, okay, you know what, my life doesn't depend on this customer, but my life does depend on a good relationship with this customer. You know, my business life depends on a good relationship with this customer. So I'm not going to burn any bridges. I'm going to do, unless I'm 100% sure, and I'm talking about, well, I'm going to cut you some slack, folks. I'm going to say 99% sure, unless you're 99% sure that this person has a reason themselves to do business with you between now and the end of the year, you probably ought to just, you know, wish them a happy holidays and set up an appointment. Maybe you could go and close for an appointment for the first week in January, Jack. What do you think?
That close is always available to you.
Yeah. Hold on to that thought, Jack. We're gonna come back after these messages with Jack Harbor, ladies and gentlemen. He's with the Sandler Institute. And when we do, we're going to talk about getting ready for 2004. What's that look like? Jack knows. He's going to tell us. Stay with us. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining us. Jack Harbor is our guest. Jack is with the Sandler Training Institute. Jack, tell us about Sandler.
Well, Sandler is a franchise, Jim, and there are about 180 of us around the country. And I am a franchise owner in the Washington, D.C. area in Maryland. And we work with all kinds of folks. I tend to specialize personally in those folks who are very good technically at what they do, and a small business owner is a good example. They usually start the business because they're very good at their area of expertise.
They're the best shoe manufacturer or electrical
right.
supply company manager or whatever. They're the best at whatever they do, but it doesn't mean they've got sales background.
And it's a little frustrating to them because they know they're the best, and they know they ought to be making more headway in the marketplace, but they are either uncomfortable getting in front of enough people or don't know what to say when they're there or variety of issues that people have. And I enjoy working with them, as I said, because they're already good at what they do.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not having to...
Give us a website, Jack.
Website. The national one is Sandler.com, Sandler.com. If you're not in the Washington area... If you're in the Washington area, my website is dc.sandler.com.
All right. And you want to give us a phone number?
Phone number, and I'll be glad to help. If you're not in the area, give me a call, and I can point you in the right direction.
He will, too, by the way, folks. He means what he says. He will help you.
I appreciate that. But my phone number is 888-307-1919.
And, you know, folks, check out that website for a couple of reasons. Number one, you might need some help. You might be able to get somebody representing Sandler, the Sandler method, to help you. But at the same time, it might be a business opportunity. Maybe you are pretty well. Maybe you do know a lot about selling, and you're looking for a business opportunity. And Sandler has those available. So you might want to check that out sometime. Jack, let's talk about. Well, I want to come back to one thing one last thing about 2003. I've actually walked into a customer at the end of the year, and thought that we were dead in the water for this year, but expecting business next year. And I've walked in just to try to be classy and say, hey, thanks for your business. I know you're not ready to make a decision on what we've been working on right now. But I just wanted you to know I appreciate, working with you this year, and I'm looking forward to 2004 or, whatever, the next year.
Right.
And they would say, what are you talking about? I need this right now.
Absolutely. I'd rather be lucky than good, and timing is one of those things that – no, absolutely true. I think there's an awful lot of to be said for just being around.
Showing up.
Woody Allen,
yeah, go ahead.
Yep. 80%
of luck.
80% of success is showing up.
Yeah.
And that's – so, unfortunately, there's some portion of our business which is persistence.
Yeah.
It's not skill. It's just being there at the right place at the right time, and you can't do that if you're sitting in your office.
But – so now the customer – you just said what I just said, and the customer says, you're right, I'm not ready to buy. and you say, well, great. That I understand. When's a good time in January to get back together after the holidays are over? You could just, use that term, after the holidays are over. When's a good time to get back together and see what needs to be done to get you, so we can do business, or however you want to say it. And that takes the pressure off them. It shows you as being a classy person, and it gets you an appointment.
And it takes the pressure off you, too.
Mm-hmm. It does.
It's one of those things that, unfortunately, if you are having some pressure trying to close business, odds are the prospect can see it and feel it.
Not odds are, guaranteed.
So we will we'll take some of the pressure off of us and go in with the purpose of which is to set up an appointment, which, as you said, makes us look classy and not be pushy.
You know what I used to say, Jack, whenever I used to have customers who, some people like me, if I'm working with somebody, I know what it's like to try to close out the end of the year. So I'm actually going to say something like, well, I know you. I know you'd probably like to have that this year. So some customers have actually said that to me. And you know what I tell them? I would say, I'm going to need business next year too. And boy, howdy, does that endear you to a customer right there?
Yeah, it really does. There's a saying that we ask our folks to try at least be aware of when they're on the street, and that is, think of the fact that would you look, sound, and feel different if you were independently wealthy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Love doing the business. You don't want to get out of the business, but you don't have to close everybody.
It's like when I talk about negotiating, Jack, I say, you're going to be a better negotiator if you know you can walk away from this deal.
Absolutely.
And so it's the same thing with selling, isn't it?
It absolutely is. And that almost, they can almost smell that through you.
Yeah. Well, and it lets them know that, you're in it for the long haul. You care about them, and he or she obviously must be successful because this deal is not going to take them down.
Yep.
The trick is, though, is to be able to act like that when you don't really feel that way.
That's tough. That's tough. But that is the trick. It's,
yeah.
Somebody once said, "Sincerity is everything. If you can fake that, you got it made."
Yeah. Hey, Jack. Thanks for being here. Good job today.
Well, are we over already?
I'm afraid so. We got to get out of here. I got to go do some other stuff.
Happy holiday and happy new year, and I look forward to talking to you next
year. Let's have a great 2004. What do you think?
Thanks, Jim.
Thanks. Jack Harbert, ladies and gentlemen, with the Sandler Training Institute. 29 after. And take a quick break. I'll be right back with Bert Sperling. We're going to talk about sleeping. 29 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.